Thank you for calling Local Flash. This is Stephanie. How can I help?
Daphne, this is Luther Hickman. How are you?
I am good. Thank you so much for asking. How are you doing today?
I'm okay. I was dealing with Paul back on January 16th and some other days. Is he still available?
Well, I sure can check on Paul's availability.
And I don't mind working with you. I just, you know what I'm saying? I know what it was communicating, and then winter came, so I kind of was hard to find. And because what I'm trying to do is get some leads. Y'all manage my website, and I think me and Paul was talking about Google Ads, where it's like $40 a lead.
Got it. All right, and just to confirm, that is the reason for your call today, to follow up on starting your Google Ads?
Well, I don't know if it's Google Ads I want to do. I'm trying to get some leads, so whatever the answer is to that.
All right. Let me go ahead and pull up your account so that I can also check for you. Just allow me a moment, okay?
I need to make some money, doll. I got to get it before.
Right.
The reason that a payment didn't go through a while ago for that $3,500 was because that morning I was. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. So I do now have your account pulled up. Let me just check really quick here, okay? All right, thank you so much for waiting on the line. So I was able to review your account. And before we proceed with gaining more leads, I just want to go over a quick progress review or a quick review on the results. So looking here, I do see that we have been receiving leads. Technically, in the past 30 days, we have been receiving good number of leads, which is awesome.
Hold on, but stop.
Uh-huh.
In my opinion, we haven't got the first lead yet, in my opinion. Because if you go back and I talked to your office about that 1 or 2 days ago, A, and I wasn't calling about this, but you brought it up. Every lead I'm getting is another website builder or somebody that wants to sell me leads. They're not actually leads that asking for Hickman Riffin to come and look at the work that he does. And if you were to Google Hickman Roofing right now, we're nowhere in the top 30. You know what I'm saying? And I, like I said, I didn't call you about this, but you brought it up. So really, and I'm trying to find a nice way to put all this, yeah, the leads from Local Splash ain't been happening for me. You know, the lady said she was going to re-optimize us. I guess that means kickstart us, start out, whatever. But if me and you was to reach in there right now and just look at the local leads, and I did have a guy call looking for work the other day from a Facebook ad, so that was a legitimate lead, a guy looking for work. But I think it would be safe to say in the 3 months I've been working with y'all, and I could be wrong a little bit, but I've never gotten a lead from that website. Now, I hope I'm wrong, but I'm going to say that's more accurate. Because if you press the messages button, you're going to see who it is I'm getting these leads from. And it's people saying, oh, Luther, I can help your website. Or, oh, Luther, I got leads for sale. Now, some of those phone calls was people that my daughter called through it, and people that went to our website we were already working with has called us through that number. But, yeah, dude, I ain't got no leads off of that. I mean, if you could find one in that, I see 39 and 11 new. If you could find me one lead in that 39, I would, and you might find one. But it ain't the 39 number. And I'm not saying that in a rude way. I hope I'm saying it in a helpful way that helps us, you know, work together and get it is where we're trying to go.
Right. I definitely understand where you're coming from, for sure. Although local SEO does not really, does not guarantee valid leads or technically completed jobs at all. What it aims is actually to get you on the first page of the Google search results where your competitions are. At the same time, you online presence and visibility. And what comes along with it are those leads that you're going to be receiving. And yes, I do understand some of these leads are actually from telemarketers, competitors, which I would say would be a good thing. Because they're not going to be able to contact you if they don't see your business online.
That's right.
Right. So but I would say that's working.
The back up the paragraph where you just said, and you just said that, you said that, you know, y'all's goal is to have me up the Google chain on the first page. I just Googled Ripper near me, Wichita, Kansas.
Uh-huh.
And I'm looking at the top 20 or so, and I'm not in there.
All right.
Do you want Google?
I can go ahead and track on your rankings on Google.
Okay. And I'm glad we're communicating. Maybe it's going to fix the issue, you know? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Okay, I'm looking right now at the top 20. And, you know, and we're not in it.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's see here. Let me go ahead and check on your ranking.
Hey.
Along with the other keywords that we're promoting your business on, okay?
I need to set like a dresser drawer. I could put that paperwork in there, and that would like free up some room. I just ain't got to it yet.
My mom might have to try.
You probably do.
She has an apartment.
All right. Thank you so much for waiting on the line, Luther.
Yeah.
All right. So I did check some of your keywords, and yes, I would agree. Your business does not show to be anywhere within the first two pages of Google search results just yet. At the same time, yes, as you've mentioned, I do see that our team recently optimized your Google business profile. Now, in line with that, I would like to go ahead and verify a few information with you that will also help with the optimization, okay?
All right.
All right, so just want to go over a quick review or just a quick review on the information. Technically, your website or your Google business profile already shows your address, which is good. And then for the operating hours.
What address is it showing?
So that is the address that we have on file. Let me just get to your Google business profile just to also make sure. Hickman Roofing. So the address showing on your Google business profile is the same address that we have on the account, which is 1717 Southwest Boulevard in Wichita, Kansas, 67213.
Correct.
All right. Wonderful. And then for the operating hours, currently it shows that you are or your business is open from 7:30 a.m. to 7 p.m. during Mondays through Saturdays. Now, in line with the optimization that we are doing, would it be okay with you if we show your business hours to be 24/7? Not necessarily 24/7 that you're doing
no,
this
no,
job.
No, we're 24/7 people though, so I'm all for that. We are open 24/7, to be honest with you.
Oh, wonderful. Awesome. So we'll definitely proceed with optimization, showing your business as open or operating 24/7. And then I would like to go over your service areas and your keywords just to make sure that what we have on file is up to date as well. Okay?
Yep.
All right. So we're going to start with your service areas. We currently have 7, and that is Bel Air, if I'm
Bel Air,
pronouncing it right.
Yep.
Okay, thank you. And then we also have Hayesville, MacPherson. We have Park City. We have Sedgwick County, Valley Center, and then Wichita.
Yep.
Awesome. All right.
I mean, if you wanted to put on there serving all of Kansas, feel free to do so.
Got it. Although Google will only be needing the specific service areas, cities or zip codes that you are servicing, so we're not able to put that. But rest assured, that is definitely or that should be available on your website. So when people check on your Google business profile, most of the time, people will also visit your website as well. And they should be able to see that you are servicing Wichita along with the other areas in Kansas. And then moving on with the optimization, Luther, I'd like to go over the keywords. So I'm going to go ahead and read all the keywords that we have here for your business, okay?
Yep.
Also, by the way, this optimization will also help with gaining more visibility and more leads. So keywords that we have on file are roofing services, roofing or roof installation, roof repair, roof replacement, residential roofing, commercial roofing, shingle roofing, metal roofing, roof inspection, emergency roof repair, siding installation, siding repair, vinyl siding, or I'm sorry, that's Vinyl Siding Services, and then Fiber Cement Siding Services, Wood Siding Services, Metal Siding Installation, Exterior Siding Replacement, House Siding Services, Residential Siding Services, Commercial Siding Services, Siding Maintenance, Siding Restoration, Waterproof Siding Services, Exterior Home Improvement, Siding Contractor Services, and Siding Upgrade Services.
Those are pretty good keywords. Good job.
All right. Anything or any other keywords that you want to be added, or should are we good with all of these?
No, I think Jim is, covers a huge area, yes.
Awesome. Wonderful. Thank you so much for confirming that, Luther. And then moving on, still in line with the optimization, I do see that your Google Business profile already has 21 five-star reviews, which is awesome. At the same time, we do also highly suggest to gain more new reviews, as the last review shown is from April of 2025.
Okay, we're going to do it. We're about to step up. And where are you saying these reviews? Are these to be sent to our website or where?
Well, it needs to be
I'm putting it with my best friend, and she is now in charge of getting reviews for us.
Okay.
Could you tell me and her the best way to go about that, and where are these reviews going? Are they going to where? To the website or to the Google Business page or what?
Mm-hmm. All right. So these reviews needs to be left on your Google Business profile. And yes, there are ways on how you can request for reviews. That way, it
will be easier. Do you even see my Google Business profile? And I didn't mean to interrupt. I'm just trying to catch on. Does Local Splash oversee or have anything to do with my Google Business page?
Well, yes, that's what we are optimizing for you to gain online presence.
How do I find the Google Business page? Just by Googling me on Google?
You can, or you can also log into your Google account that, let me just go ahead and check. For sure you have access to the, okay. You just need to log in to your Google Business profile or to your Google account. Let me just see here really quick, okay?
I can also send you
the link to your Google Business profile.
All right.
But let me just get into it really quick. Okay, so here's your, I actually have your Google Business profile on my, and now, let's see here.
And this is where you suggest our reviews go.
That is correct.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, now, by the way, this shows, or the Google Business profile shows, that Jennifer Hickman is the one with primary ownership. At the same time, you also have ownership access to the Google Business profile with your email address, luther.areawide@gmail.com. So that's a Google account that you need to log into.
All right. Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Also, in requesting for reviews, I would suggest you go directly to the client dashboard instead.
The client dashboard, where's it at?
That's a good question. So logging into the client dashboard, you would need your login credentials and the link to it, which I will send you.
You telling me the Google Business page has a client dashboard?
Well, the client dashboard is through Local Splash. We have a client dashboard where you can see.
Okay, client dashboard. Gotcha.
So we have a client dashboard to where you can see the progress of your listings. Your website information will be in there, along with your Facebook ad insights and the Facebook ad preview itself. It also shows your Google Business profile insights. It also shows a review page for your Google Business profile. There's actually a lot of resources you can find in the client dashboard. Let me go ahead and send you the login information. But I believe you have the local Splash application, if I'm not mistaken.
We do.
Awesome. Yes, it's actually just the same with the client dashboard. It's just that the client dashboard I'm referring to is the one that you can access on the website. But it's just the same with the application that you have. But I'll still send you the login credentials. There you go. All right, so on your local Splash application, if you prefer to access the local Splash app instead, and since it's what you currently have, you can actually go to the Reviews tab of your local Splash app. Do you have access to it right now as we speak?
He just went into it, yeah.
Okay. All right, so on the local Splash app, you go to Reviews. And once you get reviews, it gives you options to request for reviews. First, it shows you the link that you can copy and send to your clients either through text or an email. By the way, this link, when your customers click on this link, it's going to take them exactly to where they can leave a review for your Google Business profile.
Okay.
So that way they don't have to go to Google and look up for your business.
Beautiful.
Which is going to take them time. Also, in the same page, we have the request review button. So you can click on it. You just need to put in your customer's name, phone number, email address, and then you can hit send. It will send them a message with the same link.
And we can do that with their cell phone number or their email or both.
That is correct. It should be both.
Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then we also have the QR code, which means through the client dashboard or the local Splash app, you can generate a QR code so that, let's say you completed the job for your customer today, you can just have them scan the QR code, and then they should be able to leave a review for you from there.
Okay. And I want to say my wife showed me that code.
Yeah. Awesome.
It's at now, but... Okay, thank you. I'm into that.
You're very much welcome. Yes. So either way you'd like for it to be requested or you'd like to use, every reviews through these three options on the local Splash app, any reviews left will be go into your Google Business profile directly.
Okay.
All right, and then lastly...
But I think you said a lot of our leads are old. And to keep up with the algorithms and the optimization, we need to be putting these reviews in several times a week.
Right. We suggest to get new reviews, as the last one was from April 2025. Well, actually, let me confirm on your Google Business profile. Let's see here. Right. So last one showing here is from April 2025. But yes, this or the local Splash app also gives you the option to respond to any new reviews that you're going to be getting as well. So yes, when you get to gain a new review on your Google Business profile, we also suggest those reviews get responded. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And then lastly, for the optimization, Luther, I do see that you have uploaded some photos recently. We appreciate that. That's definitely helping with optimization as well. And if you may have any new photos in the future, please continue sending us those photos. Uh-huh.
We are. Okay, I hate interrupting you because you're doing a great job. Now, videos can't be downloaded to this. So Local Splash does take videos?
Yes, you can upload the videos through the client dashboard, and
then
we use those videos on your campaigns as well. I do see the videos that you uploaded. Awesome.
Some of these videos alone, what would be the perfect time video to be able to use in the campaigns that you're optimizing or pushing on me? Because I realize if you got a 10-minute video, you're not going to be able to use that, are you?
Right. No, not at all. It shouldn't be that long. We highly suggest for Google Business Profile, we suggest it to be just at least 30 seconds, a 30-second video. Probably just highlights of what you would want to show on the
all
video
right.
regarding your business.
No, we'll do it. 30-second video.
Awesome. That would be wonderful. But yes, for any other new photos that you're going to have, you can continue having them uploaded to the client dashboard. That's helping a lot with optimization too.
Now, hey, the website that you oversee for me. Oh, okay. Well, when we download these pictures and these videos to my local Splash app, that is downloading them onto my website. Would that be true or false?
That is true. So any photos that you upload to the client dashboard will be used on all of your listings.
That's what we're doing? Okay. Is there a limit on how many pictures and videos go to that area?
Well, there is no limit at all. You can always upload any photos that you have. There's no limit on how many photos you can upload. It's just that we're not going to be posting all the photos all at once. So
correct.
We will be using them for
any photo. To use them. Yeah, 10-4.
Right.
All right.
All right. And, yes, that is all it for the optimization, those that we've discussed. So we're going to go ahead and proceed with optimizing your business with the business hours to be updated to 24/7.
24/7.
Mm-hmm. All right. And then do you maybe have any other questions, Luther, anything else that I can assist you with? Do you still wish to talk with Paul in regards to Google Ads or Google Verified
really
campaign?
Yeah. And what was your name?
Stephanie.
Stephanie with an S or a D?
With an S.
All right, S as in Stephanie. Okay, Stephanie, thank you. I appreciate you, you know, helping us.
You're very much welcome. And by the way, Luther, I just wanted to confirm, do you still wish to speak with Paul in regards to starting Google Ads?
That's a necessity, yes.
Okay, definitely. And, yes, we do suggest you having Google Ads or probably the Google Verified campaign so that, I mean, Google Verified, by the way, if I'm not mistaken, Paul has also discussed with you, Google Verified is where you're only going to be paying for each valid lead that you get to receive.
Oh, Google Verified is where you're paying for leads? So
that is correct.
That's what I want to speak to him about.
All right. Google Ads, by the way, in case you would like to know the difference between Google Ads and Google Verified, Google Ads is actually the pay-per-click. So every time someone clicks on your ad, then that's the only time you're going to pay for the service. You're only going to be paying every time someone clicks on the ad. Google Verified is when you get a valid lead.
I'm into the valid lead.
Right. So that will be Google Verified campaign. And let me go ahead and let's see. Let me just check if Paul is available or if I can just have him call you back. Please
all
allow
right.
me a moment, okay?
All right. So as you see, and I want to keep that, like, I'll see this right here somewhere, that original paper where we were writing down which jobs we were going to get. And like I say, next week we're going to start this review process. Bam. Yeah. I don't think anybody on this list is mad at me. So we can almost ask every one of them for a review. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And we might even, and figure this out, we're dealing with an elderly person that maybe don't know how to do it. Figure out how many you can get in the truck, bring them the thing, let them leave a review, or whatever. I mean, it ain't got to be that perfect. Exactly. And it ain't really about being perfect, because, yeah, man, we are not good. That's right. We got 50 names right there, and you have to have 40 reviews. Yeah. Most of these people are going to be glad to do it. Yeah.
And it's probably better now because we can do it in the
I'm happy. We'll get back on this next week, and we're gonna max out the. We're going to go through that whole company cam, dude. And I'm going to really be aware here in the future. And then, like she was saying, the 30 seconds for the ads. This week, I want me, you, and Woodrow to make a 30-second video. Probably it would involve a truck, me and him doing something.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just, yeah.
Or
loading some material up or working with a homeowner, talking to a homeowner. And, just a nice video that shows him and me and boom, something that can be used. And really you being on the social media end of this, we want to keep it, I'm not going to say keep it fresh, but keep it fresh. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Every week, something. You know, some type of something, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I guess he's still on the woo-woo. All right.
By the way, Luther, I'm still checking on Paul's availability. Please do bear with me for a bit more, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much.
Yep. We don't have any videos on this yet, do we?
No.
Okay, cool.
Wait, on the local press?
Yeah.
Yeah, I posted like 5 videos on there.
Where are they?
Don't know. They might use those to post on the others, but
okay.
I don't know.
All right, we'll figure it out.
But she said she's seen them, though, because earlier she was like, I see the videos you posted.
Yeah, I wonder why I don't see them. Mm-hmm. We'll ask her.
It might be somewhere else.
Yeah, do me a favor if you get back on the next show, yeah.
That might be somewhere else.
Maybe there's a video section.
You know, like when you scroll down and then videos playing like
That'd be bad. Matter of fact, I want one of those on our page, our opening page.
All right, I apologize for the wait, Luther, but Paul does not seem to be available at the moment. Although, I can for sure have him call you back. I'd like to confirm, is this the best callback number, phone number ending in 4681?
Correct.
And do you have a preferred date and time for the callback?
No, I ducked his call 17 times. So the next time he calls me, I'm going to be ready for him. Like, he's at the top of my list of people to talk to.
Uh-huh. All right.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Did you say that you have access to some videos on our website? Because I thought we downloaded some videos, and I don't see them. So we're just trying to figure it out. Are they there and we just can't see them, or do we need to, or did we make an error in downloading them, or where are they?
All right, so I do see you've uploaded four videos on the local Splash app today.
How come I don't see them?
These videos were actually uploaded, Right, these were actually uploaded just today.
Correct. So they're right. not, so I don't have access to them yet?
It has not been added just yet. Since they were uploaded today.
Okay, perfect. That's all I was trying to figure out.
Got
it. All right, cool.
All right, but by the way, if Paul will be calling you back, he can just give you a call any time of the day, or do you have a preferred time, maybe?
No, anytime. Go ahead, my friend. Anytime I want. Take me losing. How can I help you?
All right. All right. Will there probably be anything else that I can assist you with today, Luther? Anything that you may have questions about?
No, ma'am. That's it. Unless.
All right.
Yep.
All right, then. I'll definitely make sure to have Paul give you a call back to further discuss about Google Verified campaign.
All right, thanks.
All right. Thank you so much for both your time, and you both have a great rest of the day.
All right, you too.
Thank you.